my hope on God is founded. Welcome to our evening prayer based this week on the Book of Common Prayer for the fourth Sunday after Trinity, 5th of July 2020. Beloved, we are come together in the presence of Almighty God and of the whole company of heaven to offer unto him through our Lord Jesus Christ our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to make confessions of our sins, to pray as well for others as for ourselves, that we may know more truly the greatness of God's love and show forth in our lives the fruits of his grace, and to ask on behalf of all men such things as their well-being doth require. Wherefore let us kneel in silence and remember God's presence with us now. We say together, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Our psalm this evening is Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadows of your wings I will take refuge until the destroying storms pass by. I cry to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He'll send from heaven and save me. He'll put to shame those who trample on me. God will send forth his steadfast love and his faithfulness, and I will lie down among lions that greedily devour human prey. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongues sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my soul, awake. O harp and lyre, I will wake the dawn. I'll give you thanks, O Lord, among the peoples. I'll sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness extends to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. let your glory be over all the earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever, world without end. Amen. Our first reading is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 to 11 and 3, verse 1. After this, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" The Lord said to him, "Go up." David said, "To which shall I go up?" He said, "To Hebron." So David went up there along with his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. David brought up the men who were with him, every one with his household, and they settled in the towns of Hebron. Then the people of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. When they told David, it was the people of Jabesh Gilead who buried Saul. And David sent messengers to the people of Jabesh Gilead and said to them, "May you be blessed by the Lord because you showed this loyalty to Saul your Lord and buried him. Now may the Lord show you steadfast love and faithfulness to you, and I too will reward you because you have done this thing. Therefore let your hands be strong and be valiant, for Saul your Lord is dead, and the house of Judah has anointed me king over them." But Abner, son of Ner, commander of Saul's army, had taken Ishbal, son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim. He made him king over Gilead, the Asherites, Jezreel, Ephraim, Benjamin, and over all Israel. Ishbal, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel, and he reigned for 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David. The time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months. There was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. David grew stronger and stronger, while the house of Saul became weaker and weaker. Here ends the first reading. The Magnificat we say together. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. For he hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath magnified me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him throughout all generations. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble and meek. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He, remembering his mercy, hath holpen his servant Israel, as he promised to our forefathers, Abraham and his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so our next hymn is How Sweet the Name of Jesus. Thank you. Our second reading comes from Luke chapter 18, verses 31 to chapter 19, verse 10. Then he took the 12 aside and said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be handed over to the Gentiles, and he'll be mocked and insulted and spat upon. After they have flogged him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise again." But they understood nothing about all these things. In fact, what he said was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and when he heard a crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." Then he shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who were in front sternly ordered him to be quiet. But he shouted even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has saved you." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, praised God. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I'll give to the poor. And if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I'll pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Here ends our second reading. The Nunc Dimittis. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And so at this part of the service, if we were in church, we'd be facing the altar, the east end of the church, as we recite the Apostles' Creed, the affirmation of our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. The Collect for today, the fourth Sunday of Trinity. O God, the protector of all that trust in thee, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us thy mercy, that thou, being our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we finally lose not the things eternal. And grant this, O Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord. Amen. The Collect for Peace. O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. And the Collect for Aid Against All Perils, we say together, lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sometimes in the church, we sometimes think that everything just stays the same, that we are used to our weekly services or the way we do things. And perhaps in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. We've all had to move out of our own comfort seats. We've all had to perhaps act and worship a little bit differently at home, online, on live stream. And as we prepare to return to our churches this weekend for limited morning prayer, perhaps we need to think about the readings this evening about David and his inheritance of the kingdom from Saul, and yet the transition was not easy. The son of Saul still wanted to carry that mantle of a kingdom that was really doomed to die. David anointed, selected by Saul, confirmed by so many, was the right choice in many. But change doesn't happen overnight. Change is transitional, short or long, sometimes bloody, and you could see in the last part of the Old Testament reading that it was a long war. Sometimes change can be quite peaceful. When you think about some of the Eastern European countries, like Czech and Slovakia, when they had their division. But also, change brings in a new way of living. And Jesus found that very much so. The change we see in the New Testament reading, the blind man shouting, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." You can imagine people who were lining the way, or perhaps the people ahead of Jesus saying, "Shush, don't disturb the master. He's got more important things to do." I wonder if we've been guilty of that sometimes in our own churches, in reserving seats for the right people, or not allowing others to be heard, the innocent, the young, and those that don't seem to have fitted a particular form of churchmanship. And then to pick Zacchaeus, Jesus must have chuckled when he saw him up the sycamore tree. Here was an opportunity that he was not going to let pass. And yet for Zacchaeus to come out, he must have wanted change as well. Maybe he was fed up of taking so much money off people, extortion, ensuring, okay, that the taxes were paid for the Romans, for the temple, for Herod, but also making sure he had a good share for himself. And yet Jesus asks to go to him for supper. And before anything even happens, when people grumble, Zacchaeus makes a declaration to say, "Look, I have changed. I will give back all that I've stolen, all that I've defrauded." And Jesus confirms that. And he confirms that with all of us when we have change in our lives. Jesus says today salvation has come not to Zacchaeus' house, but to ours. Not because Zacchaeus was a son of Abraham, not that David was a son of Jesse, not that we are the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, but that we all reside in the Son of Man who came to seek us out and to save us, the lost ones. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in a world of constant change, safeguard our souls. Give us strength in our worship and help us to be brave with our patterns of worship as we help those in the world around us to usher in change. But that change is for the benefit of many, not just for the few. That it may challenge that system that we've been used to, the capitalist system, the division of rich between rich and poor, the inequalities between blacks and whites that we've heard so much in the news and other Asian minority ethnics. To remind us that, in Paul's words, there are no Greeks or slaves, and that is so true in today's society. Lord, this evening, bless our homes, our friends and our family. Bless wisdom upon our governments. Bless those that look after the sick and the poor. Bless those that protect us. Bless those that make great strides for our environment and your creation. And so this evening, Lord, any tasks that we have not finished, we leave unto your care. as we conclude our prayers and this service with the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.